This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageani. In Sikkim, glacial lake outburst flood in parts of Lonak Lake, Mangan district resulted in the rise of water levels along the Tisa River basin in the early hours today, causing a flash flood. State Disaster Management Authority has informed this. In Pakyong district, 23 army personnel have been missing and one person has been rescued at Bardang, where some vehicles are submerged under slush. All emergency services are deployed for evacuation of people to safer places. Severe damages have been reported in Mangan, Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts. Many bridges have collapsed and houses washed away. Communication network in Mangan district surrounding Chungthang has been affected. It remains cut off due to the Tung bridge collapse. Houses have been washed away in Kirang and Dikchu. Two GREF labourers are reported missing at Sangkhalang. In Gangtok district, 25 people have been rescued by SDRF. The incident response team from Gangtok district, headed by district collector Tushar Nikhare, today visited all low-lying areas in the district. The district administration has informed that 5 bodies have been recovered from Golitar, Singtam, while 3 people have been rescued at Golitar so far. In Namchi district, LD Kazi Bridge and Indrani Bridge have been washed away. Around 500 people are sheltered in relief camps and a permanent relief camp has been set up at Pranami Mandir. Baluwatar Bridge and a bridge near Lanko Hydel Power Project have also collapsed. Gangtok Territorial Team, Health Team, Police Team and Civil Defence are on high alert and ready for relief situations. SDRF has been carrying out search and rescue operations since early morning. Sikkim's connectivity with West Bengal via Siliguri is blocked at least 4 places on National Highway 10. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang visited the affected areas in Singtam this morning and took stock of the situation. All government and private schools in Pakyong, Gangtok, Namchi and Mangan districts shall remain closed till 8th October. Separately, IMD has issued red alert for Sikkim for the next 48 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan tomorrow to launch multiple development projects worth over 17,600 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will visit Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, gas pipeline, housing and clean drinking water. His vision to provide housing for all will be strengthened as the lighthouse project at Indore will be inaugurated. Built at a cost of about 128 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, the project will benefit more than 1,000 beneficiary families. In a step towards realizing Prime Minister's vision of providing safe and adequate drinking water through individual household tap connections, the foundation stone of multiple Jal Jeevan Mission projects in Mandla, Jabalpur and Dindori districts worth over 2,350 crore rupees will be laid. A CBI court in Delhi has granted bail to Rashtriya Janata Dal Chief Lalu Prasad, former Chief Bihar Chief Minister Rabri Devi, Bihar Deputy CM Tejaswi Yadav and RJD MB Meesa Bharti in the alleged Land for Jobs scam case. On 22nd of this month, the court had summoned them, taking cognizance of the charge sheet filed against them. They have to furnish a personal bail bond of 50,000 each. The next date of hearing is October 16. Court has directed CBI to serve charge sheet copy to all accused in the matter. In Bihar, the southwest monsoon is active over most parts of the state, causing heavy rainfall in northwest and southeast regions. Heavy rainfall has lashed Kaimur, Gaya, Aurangabad, Rohtas, East Champaran and West Champaran other neighbouring districts. Maximum precipitation was recorded in Adhura, Chenari and Aurangabad ranging from 80 to 62 mm. In Kaimur district, the seasonal rivers like Karmnasha, Dargavati and Suvara are in full spate due to continuous rainfall. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.